You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
11 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday. Wow, little Van Morrison. Wow, look at Cody.
I've been on a Van Morrison kick, so I asked him to play this.
Good job, producer Rem. I don't know if Cody knew Van Morrison or not. Turn the mic on.
Take it easy.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm just saying, on the afternoon show, this is not permitted. It's a very small market. Do you want a Funyuns and a Diet Coke?
I don't drink Diet Coke.
6 hours.
Don't forget, Saturday is our first signature event in the city of Fountain Valley, the Pickleball Madness Tournament, sucker. Be sure to go to ESPNLA.com, click the Pickleball Madness logo so you can RSVP to make sure you get a good seat. ESPNLA.com, do it now, and click the Pickleball Madness Tournament logo so you can RSVP your seat. Special thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. I'm going to be drinking a lot of Michelob Ultra on Saturday, too. The Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley. Be sure to be there on Saturday for our first signature event. Now, last year, I got to enjoy a lot of good QT time.
Yeah.
With Lady Slee and Rookie the Dog.
Yep.
And you informed me.
Yep.
Also, what's QT time?
Quality time.
Quality time. I shouldn't have said time.
QT time. It's like ATM machine.
Anyway, and you informed me that that's not happening.
Yeah, it's solo Slee this.
What? No rookie?
No rookie.
I'm out. That's
what?
Yeah. What the hell happened? I was going to ask you about the bracket.
It is a
question
final.
About the talent. Like, which of the talent
what
is
do you want to know?
Most likely to win this thing? Chris!
What do you want to know? Why aren't they coming?
What's that?
Why aren't they coming?
I don't think they want to go.
But you should want to go. It's going to be really fun. The pickleball tournament's going to be great.
It's a good reason.
I mean, Lady Slee, sorry.
Yeah, for
get
them.
There like at
for
nine, them. She's you know, yeah. a day off. Yeah. Enjoy your day off.
What is your strategy as far as you said you're going to try to play this week? Is that still in the works, or have you given up on that?
No,
because the week's
I'm
getting
play.
Shorter. We're on the road Thursday and Friday. That basically leaves today and tomorrow.
I'm going to play this week. Before.
Well, you can play in Manhattan Beach. There's tons of stuff there when you go to the islands.
Know, actually, here's the reality. Maybe I just play Saturday at 9 a.m. Like, get there a little early.
We'll go knock a few around.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes. That's all I need.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Yeah, we are.
Are we going to start in a good spot, or are we going to ramp up to a good spot?
We should just start. Like, we should just get going right
now. No, that's
out
what I'm
gate.
Asking. Yeah, like, we play at 10. Okay, let's say our first official match is at 10.
Yeah.
Are we having our first beer at 10, or are we going to be ready to go at 10?
Of course you remember the kitchen.
Okay, here's my question for you. How long do you want to play for?
Come on, buddy.
Then we should be dry.
No, I don't think so. Because here's what's going to happen. We're going to, when we are in the Gen Pop draw.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody that plays this game
is going to beat us.
Is going anybody that plays this game even once a
that
month
part is fair.
Is going to smoke us, mm-hmm. right? We're not going to beat them. When we get into the ESPN LA bracket, is where we have to be a little bit more strategic. I think that if we're looking to have this thing go for a while, then we probably need to ease in to the other part.
I
of
agree.
Our day. If we're going to go. And we want this thing just to,
the
know,
less
wham,
we
bam,
care, the further we're going to go.
I don't. Well, there's a tipping point, right? There's loose and shot making, and then there's I'm seeing two balls come at me, right? There's a fine line in between those two things. See, I heard what I said. Don't worry about that, Emily. Should I have said three?
6 hours.
What has Chris done to our show today?
I don't know. Anyway. Did you see Ohtani's new logo?
Saw a new logo.
What'd you think? Because let me start with this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but I'm the wrong person to ask, because at this point, if Ohtani came out with just the initials SO on a paper bag, yeah, I'd be like, I love that. Yeah. I'm all in on Shohei. But I thought it was really cool that Shohei Ohtani, the first true two-way player in over 100 years, mm-hmm, has neither of the two ways on his logo. It's him running the bases. It's not him throwing a pitch. It's not him hitting a home run. It's him running the bases. I thought that was an interesting choice.
I think you are right that anything he did, you're probably going to be into. This is a new logo that he's doing with New Balance. And I will say the fact that it looks kind of, you know, sketched out. It almost looks like a rough draft. Mm-hmm. And that's what they went with. I like that.
It looks like it's animated.
It looks animated. I like that. I'm into that whole thing. The stance, or I think the actual logo, is going to have to, it's going to have to grow on me. You know, I would, if you told me, if I saw him with a bat, if the man is holding a bat and he's kind of staring at the ball as he's hitting one to deep left field or whatever the case is, I'd prefer him with a bat, some kind of motion of his swing, something along those lines. But I also can't be mad at this. Like, I see what you're saying. I like the idea and the concept of it's neither him with a ball because he's throwing or with a bat because he's hitting.
Like, him hitting a home run and like, the, you know, because he's got that one-arm high finish. Yep. It's very identifiable.
I guess that's what, right? I want to, if I pick
so
one.
But it's so obvious. That, mm-hmm, and the one thing that Shohei has not been,
yeah,
is predictable, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That he is very, hey, oh, by the way, I got married. What? Mm-hmm. Hey, she's a normal Japanese woman. No, she's not. She's a 6-foot-tall professional basketball
player.
But
predictable is not. Predictable is, you said that would have been predictable.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. I mean, Shohei Ohtani with his famous swing.
Not bad, but there's predictable and fine and what you would expect, and it can work. And then there's, yeah, it's okay. Shohei's hitting it, but this one made you at least look twice at it. Like, when I first saw it, I'm like, is he running the... Oh, he's running the bases. Okay, that's a little different. It just made, yeah, you take a second look at it,
like,
for me.
I probably wouldn't have sent it around to people if it was that, because this was more a thing that I was like surprised about.
Yeah.
But it does look like him. It's not like it, like, you couldn't tell it was Choi. And also, it looks a little bit like the NBA logo, where, you know, Jerry West is dribbling and stuff. I like that it's not the typical, like, what the MLB logo would be, which
Jerry West sued him.
But I looked at the, you know, the product line that's going to be attached to this logo. And I don't know if you guys are fans of Uniqlo, like the brand Uniqlo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very basic, but like in a good way, like quality basics from New Balance. And it just has that in the corner. Honestly, I would buy these.
I haven't looked at the apparel, but just kind of going back to the logo itself, like when Tiger came out with his Sunday Red, it was like, that logo looks like it came out of a high school graphic design class. It was just so obvious.
But if you had
obvious.
An iconic Tiger shot, what is it?
It's the fist pump.
Yep.
It's that thing.
It's,
yeah,
a fist pump.
Yeah, but that little hey, guys, Tiger Woods has new clothes. What should the logo be? How about a tiger?
Oh, Jordan.
Great. Awesome. How did you come up with that?
What if we did a mountain lion just to throw everybody off?
It's just so predictable.
The Jordan logo, right?
Great, yeah.
And maybe there isn't, and this is what makes Shohei so unique. I'm okay with if they went with something that's more his iconic stance, whatever that is.
But I think he has an iconic run. I think he's so tall,
here's
so
the thing,
big.
He's the icon. It's not, yeah, a moment. It's not a swing. It's not a pitch. It's not even necessarily him running. It's like, this is me. This is me in the totality of it all.
Yeah, but every icon we're talking about, they're all icons too.
Yeah.
Like that you can say the same thing about any of these icons. They are Jordan. If this is a stupid example, if Jordan was in a defensive stance,
that wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't make, well, no, yeah, but he was an unbelievable,
I know he was,
defensive,
but that's
player.
That's just not what you think of with him.
You're right. And,
yeah,
but that's kind of my point here. I didn't think of showing, again, I'm not against it, but I didn't think of, this doesn't tell me that's Shohei Ohtani. That doesn't this logo doesn't tell me.
It did for me, and like I said, I'm in the bag, so I'm the worst possible audience for this, because
no, she agrees too.
Anything that he does, I think I'm going to love. This time tomorrow, there'll be a game in the books. There will be 0-1 or 1-0. Padres, same thing, right? Ohtani is going to have every eye in Japan, every eye in Korea, and every insomniac's eyes in the United States watching him tomorrow, right? What are our expectations? Like, literally, give me how many, let's go, we'll kind of go around here. And Emily, write this in and down in our good idea folder. How many home runs do you think he's going to hit this year, Al?
I'll go 43.
It's a good pick. M?
The reason I'm saying this is because I think I want the theater of it, and I want this to happen, and I want to see him chase it. I'm saying 52 home runs.
52. Code?
I'm going to go a little bit higher than that. I'm going to go 58.
Buckle up if he
a
hits
little
58.
Higher?
If he hits 58, that I'd have to do some thinking here. I don't. Oh no, never mind. That's Bonds, of course. I'm trending more towards Al is. I don't think he gets to 50. I think he, would you say 43, Slee?
I said 43, but none off the Padres.
I'm going to say he gets 46. I don't think that you guys are calculating in. You are, but maybe not you two guys. Dodger Stadium's not a great place to hit for a good portion of the season. It's cool. It's damp. He didn't. Not at 58.
50.
Right. 58. 58 is a ton. How many runs does he drive in?
What do you have, and I don't know off the top of my head. I want to look this up just to have some reference here. What do you have last year? Do we know?
I'm looking.
I mean, I think for him and whatever it was last year, it's going to be, so he had 95 RBIs last year.
Keep in mind, he missed a month of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think especially just because
and
of the team.
And he was on the Angels, so who knows who's on the
Angels.
Just because of the team protection in the lineup, chances to have Mookie on as much as Mookie would be on, I would say he's probably going to be around, I call it 110-ish, 110.
M?
What's so funny is I wrote this down when he first talked about 110? It like a week ago, and I also said 110.
Code.
I'll go
212. Okay. So while you were lowest on the home runs, I was second. I'm gonna spike this thing to the roof on runs batted in because of what you guys are talking about. Mookie and Freddie are going to be around him a lot, which means he's going to get pitches to hit, which means there's going to be guys on base. But it's the other six guys in the lineup. These guys are somewhere between all-star caliber players or near all-star caliber players. There's going to be guys on base all season
long. You think like 130?
That's a little higher than I want to go, but I'm going to say 121.
Okay.
I'll go 121 because I just think there's going to be so many opportunities. Now, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to perform at a high level. He drove in 95 last year. Is that what we landed on?
Yeah.
95. He only played in... Let's see. I don't have it. He missed an entire month of the season. Let's see here. He played 135 games. So he missed 27 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's a month worth of baseball. You know, he would have got another one a game. That's a lot. That gets him in the 120s or near it.
We'll see.
Yeah, and but just to play off of that, you're right. All he's literally the guy just has to start the season. And if he's in the lineup, he's getting 100 RBIs. And that's just like...
I think so.
Just him...
Just be himself.
Just him being him.
Okay, last one. How many hits does he get? Just for a point of reference.
We're going to do stolen bases, too.
Oh, we're going to do stolen bases, too. I forgot about that. He had 151 hits last year.
Mm.
Sleep.
151 hits. I'll go... keep in consideration how much time he missed. Oh, 165.
165?
Yeah. Okay. 151 last year. I'll go 165.
M?
I'm going to go with 150.
Okay. Yeah. Code?
I was going to go almost identical. 152, I'll say.
I'm going up again because I anticipate him being healthy and I anticipate him playing a lot, and he's on an infinitely better team where they're going to have to pitch to him because there's going to be guys on base. I'll do 186. I think that he's going to push a 200-hit season, which I don't believe that he's ever done. No, 160 is his career high. Steals, Slee. Steals last year.
20 last year.
20.
20 stolen bases. Ups it a little bit. Nothing crazy. I'll go 25 stolen bases.
M.
30.
Code.
Freddie said how many he wanted?
He wanted a, like, what did he say, 60 or something crazy like that?
He said like 100, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I'll go... Wait, you said... What was the number again?
He had 20 last year.
20. I'll go 35.
15 for me. I'm going to go... I'm going to take the under.
Why do you go under?
Because they've got... He's not going to have to steal his way into scoring position.
They're
going to hit him around. Like the Angels, once Mike Trout was done batting, no one else was going to drive him in. I got to try to push things. I got to try to get some guys in there. Lastly, batting average, Al. Last year, Shohei Ohtani's batting average was...
304. I say he stays right around that mark. I'll go 305.
Okay. M.
I have 310.
Code.
307.
I'm going to go a little under. I'm going to say 275. Okay. I think he's going to try to hit a bunch of home runs. I think that he's going to let a little... I was going to say something else that I know you would edit and make take it out of context, Cody.
Okay.
So I will say that he's going to let it fly, so to speak. Like I said, I'll say 275. So, Em, you got them all written down?
Yeah, I have them all written down. So we have Travis with 46 home runs, 121 RBIs, 186 hits, 15 stolen bases, and a .275 average. Al has 43 home runs, 110 RBIs, 165 hits, 25 stolen bases, and .305. And I have 52 home runs, 110 RBIs, 150 home runs hits, 30 stolen bases, .310 batting average. And then Cody has 58 home runs, 107 RBIs, 152 hits, 35 stolen bases, and .307 batting average. This is ridiculous. All of these are ridiculous.
I don't think all of them are.
But in terms of who he is.
Any of those stat lines, if he hits any of those, he's the MVP again.
It's
then
crazy.
Any of those, if let's say you are perfect, MVP. She's perfect, MVP. Code's perfect, MVP. Mm-hmm. I'm perfect, MVP. That's what we're doing. Like, our general guesses are all MVP level numbers.
We should do this tomorrow for Yamamoto, because that's going to be much more difficult to predict.
No question.
Yamamoto is going to be, it's a guessing game for Yamamoto, and he's pitching game two, so he'll be pitching not tomorrow, the following morning.
Difficult to predict is what position Netflix is going to put on TV coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, guys. I don't know if you're as excited as I am, but the new season of the Netflix following one position in the NFL from the past season is out. It's going to be receivers. And the receivers include Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. Let me see if I can find the rest of them. It's Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Honestly, they have two 49ers?
And we're going to see them cry. I'm so excited to see them cry in the locker room after they lost, which is going to be great. But Devontae Adams, interesting story. Justin Jefferson got injured, so excited to see about that turnaround. And Amon-Ra St. Brown had the amazing run with the Lions.
So he did.
Great choices, just like the choices of last year with the quarterbacks were pretty great. But
so just basically Kittle's, they're just using as a receiver, you know, just assuming so, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's just anybody who
catches a pass.
Ball, yeah. Catches a ball.
Receiver starring Kyren Williams.
Right when she started going through the list, I'm like, what is this? I get it.
Why not put McCaffrey in there?
Right. I get it. But
that being said, I think it's interesting because, 10 years in the line, we're going to have guards? Like, I don't know. Are they going to run out of positions that are available to do these, Netflix series off of? So we were brainstorming in our meeting today. We were going to go through all the most random stories that could be followed by a Netflix docuseries from Omaha Productions. All right, so Travis, why don't you shut us off? What do you think?
All right, Cody, bring my music up for me just a little bit, please. Experience the thrill of going to a new team where nobody cares. Watch as they pitch innings 5 through 6 2/3 while people get beers. Ride the waves. They get sent to AAA because they have options left. Watch them lift weights and run poles before a night they may not even pitch. Experience the feeling after a big win when the starter, the closer, and the guy who drove in the winning run and are celebrated, and get ready to be traded to Kansas City because no one cares you're on the team. Never before seen footage of the manager getting their name wrong. Good job, Bill. It's Steve. Whatever. Notice as young baseball fans line the seats trying to get autographs of their favorite players while you walk by. Never before seen footage of them telling their families they've been traded to Milwaukee again. It's middle reliever, brought to you by Netflix, starring D.L. Hall of the Minnesota Twins, Scott Alexander of the Oakland A's, and Jose Ferrer of the Washington Nationals.
Who isn't
buying this
pitch?
Bro, you put some work into that.
I'd prepare my material, Slick.
No. You had a full pitch like that. That was ready to go. That was really good.
Netflix is down the street. It's in West Hollywood. I see that building all the time.
Copyrighted Travis Rogers Productions 2024.
All right, Al, what is your pitch?
Okay, so I got to be honest. Part of me in the beginning, and it's not going to be what Travis just did. I'm not going to be able to match that. Part of me thought of this in the beginning as a joke, and then I'm like, you know what? I actually would find this really interesting. And none of the leagues would allow this. It's not going to happen. But can we follow around a couple referees? Can we get a couple refs? And there could actually be questions about they're coming off a game. It's a big game in the NFL. And a play came down to the last second. And the referee, you know, whether it went their way, they threw a penalty, they didn't throw a penalty. You know who we never get to hear from that gives us as much frustration as any player that's out there is the referees. They're never going to allow it, right? They protect these people like they're like I don't even know how to describe it. Like, we're not allowed to ever ask a referee why they did this or why they did that. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think that would actually be interesting. In the beginning, I was like, oh, that's going to be funny. I'm like, no, actually, if you find the right referees and there's actually some meat there and some juice there, I would watch. I think I would at least watch a couple episodes and see if it's interesting or not. Referees is what I go to, and I don't think it really matters the league, but I would lean more towards the NFL or the NBA.
Those are by far the two best leagues to choose from.
Coming July 26th.
You know why?
Referee.
Because the baseball umpires are really good at what they do. There's only a few, like Angel Hernandez and Laz Diaz are
universal. That's who you
want to
see.
Well, you have to pick the bad ones. Right? Yeah. When they keep blowing stuff. And the fact that we know Angel Hernandez and Laz Diaz's names means they stink at what they
do. Okay, what if there was a series that paid these guys good money and they agreed to it? Would you watch that on those two?
Yeah, probably.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I'd probably still watch the middle relievers too because I need some content in the middle of July. All right, Cody, what do you think would be the great minutia of sports docuseries on Netflix?
So Netflix has Full Swing, right? But let's follow the caddies of mid golf players. You ever wonder what's the caddies?
You want to get the caddy from Jason Kokrak from the Live Tour? That's your guy.
We want the caddies of Alan Sliwa's favorite golfer, Matt Kuchar.
That was my guy out there.
And you want to see, you know, how they get these guys, like build them up and stuff,
Kuchar.
And like, hey, maybe this time it'll work.
That's right.
You ever wonder what it's like to be Shane Lowry? Well, what about his caddy?
They get drunk a lot and go out for nice meals. Yeah. Those guys look like they know how to have a good time.
Spend a lot of time on a golf course. It's great.
Yeah,
exactly. So I would do caddies of mid-golf players.
All right. So have you ever wanted to know what it's like to be on a football team and have no one want to mess with you because their entire season may ride on your back? If they ride with you, they're rocking with you all the way. You might be the coolest guy in the locker room because you can save their butts at the last second. Or it could be those guys that just, you roll your eyes as soon as they come out into the field. You're holding your breath. You're praying to God, please don't let us bear right. And you could ruin an entire season with one kick. Here we're following the kicker, including who wouldn't want to hear from Joey Sly? What makes Joey Sly tick? I don't know. You want to hear from Brandon Aubrey, the guy who played for the MLS and came in 1 year and kicked for the Cowboys and now is killing it with the Cowboys? Do you want to follow I'm blanking. Who was the kicker this year for the Rams?
Brett Maher?
Yeah, you want to follow Brett Maher as what goes inside his head? You know, you see these poor families. That's the whole thing. He's like, you see these poor families have to pick up themselves every 6 weeks going to try out. Or you see those guys that are just trying to make a team, that are just kicking all day, every day, trying to make a team, to get on the team that one time, and they kick 5 missed kicks. And you just see the despair go on their face. So coming in August, the kicker.
I picture the last shot of your trailer, Em, is the kicker in the back of the team play with like 30 empty seats around him.
Yeah.
You see slow motion. Mm-hmm. The ball hits the foot. It's spinning through the air. And it's wide left by 10 yards. Next, you know, dissolve, fade up, back of the plane.
The
all the football players are over here, and the kicker's back there by himself.
By himself. Yeah.
The kicker on Netflix.
Who wouldn't want to see them at, like, the B-roll of practice where they're just kicking for 5 minutes and then go off and play golf? Like, who wouldn't want to see them just be isolated?
Is that not the weirdest thing in the world? Like, when a kick at camp, right? They offense is over here. Defense is over here. They're going through all their drills. The kicker's just over there kicking by himself. Just off the tee, just kicking.
But then you can
kicking,
also just
and like then he bounces.
Mm-hmm.
They just leave.
Mm-hmm.
They go work on their golf game.
Just like with the referee, you could see what their DMs look like after they have a bad game. They probably get death threats and they probably get these things and like, I'm just a kicker out here, just doing my job. But then you have the guys on your team that are like, I'm risking my life and limb out here to get it. But then you have the guys like Jake Elliott and Justin Tucker and Chris Boswell that are guys that have been there forever that know who they are,
like,
that get it in every time.
My DMs when I have a bad show.
Justin Tucker would be hanging out with Lamar Jackson,
right,
and he's there with OBJ. Like, they're at a party.
And
everybody's having
good,
a great time.
Good.
They got Justin Tucker on their shoulders, like, woo, woo, woo. And then you cut to Maher, and he's just on a metro going back to his apartment by himself.
Right. And you just kind of see how it's almost like Last Chance U-ish, where you're like, you see the guys that can make it. You see the guys that can't make it. I think that I'm selling that to the kicker.
We're giving away too many good ideas. We need Emily Productions, Slee Productions, Cody Productions.
But receiver looks kind of good. I'm interested to see the 49ers cry.
You got to have the right guys.
Receivers / tight end.
You got to have the right guys.
What? What's up with that?
Cousins the right guy?
Tight end.
What's his face? Mahomes, the right guy?
Yeah.
Mariota?
He was the perfect guy because he sucked and he quit. It was the perfect guy. Like, if you just had a guy that went and they went 7-8 or whatever it is, 7-9 and went through the season.
And everybody knows him, too.
He was barely able to get that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole thing came unglued and they benched him and he quit. It's a perfect story. Factor Caps coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. 13 in a row. 13 in a row. That's how many times Rotolo Chevrolet has won Dealer of the Year by taking care of you, by taking care of me, by taking care of everybody who comes onto the lot at Rotolo Chevrolet, by making every deal courteous, transparent, upfront, so you feel good about it. Think about the last time you bought a car. When you were done with it, did you feel good about it? Maybe you liked the car, but did you feel good about how you were treated, about how the sales process went? My guess is you might not have. At Rotolo Chevrolet, that's never going to happen. That's not what Mike Capozzo is about. What he's about is making sure that you have the customer service experience of your lifetime, and they nail it year after year, 13 years in a row. So if you've been looking at a Silverado, if you've been thinking about that new Chevy car or truck, no other place to go other than Rotolo Chevrolet. Right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. That sea of Silverados, that's Rotolo Chevrolet. And if you can't get in, go online. RotoloChevy.com. R-O-T-O-L-O. RotoloChevy.com. You're going to have the same great selection, the same great experience, all online. And tell them that Travis sent you to Rotolo Chevrolet.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
11:34 on a live imaging Tuesday on the Travis and Sliwa Show. Real quick, before we get to Factor Cap, which we all wait for, you know what's happening Friday. Madness Friday is happening at the Pizza Hut dining location in the city of Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come on out. Press the flesh with us. The Travis and Sliwa Show. It starts at 9 a.m. You can get in there and get that first Michelob Ultra pour. And then we'll be there all afternoon watching the games, eating pizza. And we've got a 75-inch television from Mir Audio Video in Westwood to give away. So be sure to be there Friday with us. Right now, though, you know what you got to be here for. It's time for Factor Cap.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
I can't
wait to see the impressions of me that happen over the next couple days as the producers try to fill my shoes for Factor Cap.
But
here's
right.
up first. So Cody this morning was very kind and nice, and he brought us baked goods again, like he did last Friday when Slee wasn't here. But here's a statement, and everybody
it was
but Cody.
Thursday.
Oh, sorry, Thursday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. You
I
were
was
on
here,
remote.
But you were on remote.
You're
right.
On a secret mission.
So
yeah.
Everybody but Cody is answering this question. Okay, so Cody, turn off your mic and turn off your ears. All right, so Cody is sucking up to us. Travis, fact or cap?
Fact, but I'm okay with it. You know,
it's
like
working.
Like if you're gonna try to ingratiate yourself with me, at least bringing tasty items is a great way
it's
to
a food
do
show.
It. Like if you brought in a bottle of tequila and some beers, then we'd really become best friends very, very quickly. If you start bringing in baseball cards, I'm gonna let you move into my house. So yeah, it's a fact.
Chris.
Cap, I think he's just a nice guy. Why can't he just be a nice guy that spreads the wealth?
Why can't it be both?
There we go.
It could be both. But I'm going to go with Cody's a nice guy. It's Cody, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Al?
I lean towards Cap. Now, I don't know if this changes if next week he doesn't bring anything. If all of a sudden now I'm like expected something to come in. Hey, he's a nice guy. He brings stuff in. But I'm going to go Cap. I know Code is just doing what's right. Now, maybe we might have to do one of these every once in a while.
Well, that won't happen from Travis.
Starbucks, tell the story.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to say the Alani starting tomorrow. And, you know, there's a big lazy river in the middle of the Alani.
Is that close to the Big Island?
Pretty close, okay. I think. Yeah, relatively close to the Big Island. And you'll be at the Big Islands in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, beautiful. Look at that.
Wow. But you enjoy a lazy river. You like to be on a lazy river. Chris, fetch or cap?
I've only done it once, and that was at Morongo many years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. Fact. I mean, it seemed nice.
Okay, I wish I would have seen that.
Fact. I've only done it a couple times, and both times I did it, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't done it in a long time.
But where's the nearest lazy river in Southern California?
Maybe it's Morongo.
I believe there's a water park in Irvine.
I think is that still right around Wild
it's,
Rivers?
It's right by where the Great Park is now. Yeah. I believe there's a lazy river there.
Can we do a live radio?
Oh, Raging Waters. Yeah, they've got
Harris,
one too.
SoCal has a lazy river, so they got one as well.
That's not
you
close at all.
A live broadcast from a lazy river. I would be all about that.
Okay.
Trav?
What was the phrase?
You enjoy a lazy river.
Cap.
Why?
Cap.
What happened?
Collective bodies of water.
You're so weird
with
about this.
Many human beings that share it freak me out. It's people stew.
Yeah, that's why they have this chemical called chlorine.
Yeah, they have chlorine.
Soup. Yeah.
Got chlorine there.
Who are the vast
Open your
majority
eyes.
Of
it
people
cleans your eyes out
that
too.
Are in one of these things? What are they? They're kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do kids do?
Okay, what if
they
it's
don't
an
get
adult
out of
pool?
The water?
It's a lazy river adult
There's no
pool.
Such thing. There's no such thing. These are populated by mostly children and people who are drinking, floating around, and say,
yeah.
I'll be cool. Nobody
so
will
So you've
notice.
Never gone to a pool at a hotel? You've never gone into a spa?
I'm not going to say never.
Or a jacuzzi.
It's very, very rare.
You're very strange
What
about this?
Your community?
So
you have, you have a pool there.
I almost never go in that thing. Yeah. It's really gives me the... But you know why? Because I'd say 4 or 5 times a year, that pool is closed because somebody
no, they're cleaning
quote,
it.
Had
this
an
is
accident.
Why it's not a
it's not
problem.
Cleaning it. You're
is
not
they're
listening.
Constantly cleaning.
There's a big
accident?
Sign that says
outbreak.
There was a biological containment in the pool
Someone
that needs to
pool.
Be drained and refilled. Not doing it.
Drain the
Hard
bad
pass.
Boy real quick. No problem. Couple chicken tenders floating around. What's the problem here?
I've grown up in pools. Pools are great. It's a great time. Cody?
I'm going to go fact. The only lazy river I've been a part of is the one at Raging Waters, and they have that little, like, fall. And as a kid, I always remember the water just splashing in my face all the time. So
me, you, Chris, and Emily, we're all doing a little lazy.
That's why if you use the pool like at a 24-hour or any gym, you got to wear goggles because if you open your eyes underneath, you'll go blind from the amount of chlorine.
You should wear goggles either way.
Well, yeah, you should. But the amount of chlorine that's put into these things, Trav, it kills everything.
Especially indoors.
Great.
Yeah.
What if right after a little junior who had an accident?
Do you understand how chlorine works?
Yes, I do, and I'm not willing to risk it.
It kills it instantly.
Then why do they have to drain the pool?
Well, that's a different thing.
That's for poop.
Right.
Okay.
What have I not been clear about? This is what I'm talking about.
Well, that's because they want to get it out of there.
But it's in there. That's
it's like in the scene
point.
In Goodfellas. I don't care what's... We got to get it out of there. We got to get it out of there.
Drain it out. Put a hose right there. And we're back in business.
Yeah. Bam!
Gross.
All right, Trev. All right, so Berg...
Get in there, Cates.
Yeah, Mark Cates, MC over get here, in getting there. In some croissants. So Bird Scooter is going under bankruptcy, and I'm sure we've all seen them around downtown in LA, these Bird scooters that, you know, just go impossibly fast. People wipe on them all the time. They're crazy. So you would never get on a Bird scooter. Al, Factor Cap?
I think this is fact, guys. It's fact, especially out here. Like, I'm supposed to get around in downtown on one of those things? I mean, if the floor is not even, there's a good chance I'm going to trip on my own foot. Now you want me on something that's going to go 15, 20 miles an hour? Fact on this, no thank you. I'm not getting on it.
Trav?
Nope. I can't ride a skateboard. I can't ski. I can't surf. I can't do anything where the platform moves underneath my feet.
Can I stop you? Lazy River or scooter?
Scooter for sure, because if I break my leg, I'm not going to get sepsis because I inhaled someone else's biology.
What are you talking about? They already drained the pool.
Chlorine.
You guys are out of your mind.
Chris?
No.
Fact, I would, first of all, if you go to the ones around here in downtown, half of them are in the street and are disabled.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you touch one of those, it's worse than being in the pool with contaminants.
Might be right on that.
Probably. Yeah.
Cody?
Cap, I'm kind of scared of like scooters that, especially when you ride on the street. It's kind of scary.
But you have a pet python. You're not scared, but you're scared of the scooter.
I taught it. You know,
they're fast too. Yeah, like they're way too fast. Oddly,
yeah, exactly.
What, how were they? 20 miles an hour? They seem to go way too fast.
Have you ever been on the e-bikes?
Once.
Okay, so that, don't you feel like you're under,
it's like a motorcycle,
but you're in control, I feel like. I don't think I'm in control on any of those scooters.
I'm a hard no on both.
Yeah,
no.
Those little kids in Manhattan Beach are driving those e-bikes on the Strand so fast. Yeah.
They're super fast.
It's crazy. All right, so in celebrity news.
Yeah.
Martin Short and Meryl Streep have been rumored to be seeing each other. They were seen together at a Broadway show, sitting together. They met on the set of Murders in the Building. And they have been quietly hanging out, going to restaurants together, having a good time, dating. So you ship them. Cody, Factor Cap.
What?
You guys don't know what ship means?
No, we're too old.
Ship means.
Ship? What does that mean?
It means
give
you...
A couple guesses. A couple guesses.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what ship
what
means.
Think it means.
Relationship?
Yes. You think that they should be in a relationship. So if you're saying that...
Tell me that's not what we did with relationship.
Yeah, you ship them.
That was a
very
middle school thing for me.
I think that these two people should be together. I ship them. So Travis, do you ship them?
No. Cap. Meryl Streep and Martin Short, you said?
Yeah.
No, Meryl Streep is like an American treasure. She's one of the greatest actors we've ever had. Martin Short's pretty funny, but they he's goofy. She's elegant and regal.
Isn't that perfect? You have to have two different sides to be in a relationship.
No, I have a hard time closing my eyes and seeing them
Can
together.
You say the full sentence of what I had on the stream? You what them?
I do not ship them.
Great. Amazing. Yes. Chris?
What do you do at that age when you start dating? Is it just about hanging out? Or you getting down?
You don't have to worry about other things.
You still getting down or...
Probably get down because you don't have to worry about other things.
They're in their what, mid-70s maybe?
Meryl
something
Streep's
like that.
Got to be 70, I would think.
Yeah. Look at it.
Thunderclap action.
Jeez.
Alan, what do you think?
What are you doing, Cody?
Martin Short's 73.
And
you
Meryl
created
74.
This.
I didn't bring up underclap.
Thunderclap.
Or the thunderclap.
I said thunderclap.
Either way.
Underclap. That sounds terrible.
Al, do you ship them?
I do ship them, by the way. You should be happy.
Yeah, fact, I ship them, too. I definitely ship them.
I don't plan to be here when I'm 73, but
love.
If I am.
And if they're in finding their love in their 70s.
73
then...
and 74.
All right. Yeah, I ship them.
So, yes, to answer your question, Chris.
Okay, so Steve Mason's saying Meryl Streep's married. I don't think she's married anymore.
Oh, here comes Mr. Pop Culture.
So, we'll see if that's
according
there.
According to Wikipedia, she is.
I don't know. Well,
Dawn
maybe
Gummer.
She's...
They married in 1978.
Well, okay, no, I think they got divorced.
That changes my answer.
I think that's recent
here.
That they got divorced.
Not according to Wikipedia.
I know because all her kids are Gommers. So if you see Gommers pop up anywhere, it's one of her kids.
It's spelled Gummer. Is it pronounced Gommer?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I'm curious.
By the way, Steve Mason back today at 1 from his vacation.
Yes, yeah, Steve Mason can correct
Grace
me.
Gommer. Thank God, by the way. What? Oh, that's been rough.
Mamie Gommer. A lot of Gommers.
I ship some infidelity, even if they are, if she is still married. Do you guys want one more, or do you want to wrap?
Let's go one more.
All right, we'll do one more. One more. All right, so...
we'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Okay, so I think that we all kind of have... maybe we don't all have this, but I have this specifically with two groups of friends. I have one group text that is specifically called Oddly Specific Girls, and we just share back and forth some very oddly specific shirts or t-shirts that we find, and that's literally the only thing we share with each other. We don't share updates of our life. We don't share anything else. So one of them, it says, I'm a crab Rangoon lover, and it's just a crab Rangoon on it. So there's another one that says, God knew I'd be too powerful if I had regular bowel movements. So these are all these shirts that we share together, and it's great, amazing. And other groups of people have that you share New York Times, like mini crossword, Wordle, all that stuff. Like you share back and forth that, and that's the only thing. So you have a group text that doesn't actually talk to each other. It just shares something non-text related to each other. Cody, fact or cap?
I'm going to go kind of fact, kind of cap. I mean, during the postseason run, during the MLB season, me, Graham, and Parker were part of this Phillies fan club just because the Phillies were in the postseason, and I forgot who they were playing.
The Diamondbacks,
right? Yeah, Diamondbacks. So they were playing the Diamondbacks, and we didn't want them to win, so we were rooting for the Phillies. And Graham would send us like something like Castellanos just hit a home run, and we were just like, go get all hyped, and then it like died like a month later.
I would consider like sharing gifts, sharing all
exactly,
that stuff,
yeah.
That and that. Trav?
No.
I think you're in
cap.
Is it the baseball thing?
Yeah, with Beto. You guys share.
No, but Beto and I also talk to each other.
But I would consider that, if you share that, do you share it every day?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, I'll count that as
okay.
This. Yeah.
But we also just text each other when we'll communicate with one another, non-baseball Immaculate Grid related.
Is anybody else in that, or is it just you two?
Just the two of us.
Okay. No, it's different.
What about our group text? I only check in. It only has activity when the Lakers are getting blown out of the Rams.
Or the Dodgers blow a playoff game.
The jigsaw gift?
The jigsaw.
I just send the jigsaw.
Every time I see that, I just send
the jigsaw.
Either the Rams lost, the Dodgers lost, or the Lakers
lost. We don't talk
yet
otherwise.
Amazing.
In that group text.
All right. So, Al, what do you think?
No, I lean more towards cap only because there are random kind of text threads that are out there, but there's also some kind of dialogue or conversation as well. The way you described it, it sounds like it's just that, so I'm more cap on that.
And these are like my best friends from college, and we say I'll show you guys some in the break because they're not appropriate for air.
Breaking news. Dawn Gommer and Meryl Streep have been separated, according to Wikipedia, for more than 6 years.
Let's go! So Martin Short, Meryl Streep, let's go. We're shipping them.
But they're not divorced. They are separated for a 6 year pair.
Okay.
They are an OTP.
What?
A one true pair.
Oh,
I thought that was something else.
Me too.
The Rams had a bad offseason? That can't be right. Not a chance. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed. 8 minutes in front of noon on a live imaging Tuesday on the Travis and Sliwa Show. Of course, when you hear this, you think of the ESPN television commercials about the Masters coming, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But don't forget, almost as enjoyable as the Masters, our pickleball event is coming up Saturday in the city of Fountain Valley. Pickleball Madness Tournament. Go to ESPNLA.com, click the logo, Pickleball Madness, and RSVP so you can be there in the crowd and join us for a fun Saturday afternoon. Special thanks to our friends at Sunday Swagger. We're all going to be wearing Sunday Swagger on Saturday because it's ESPN LA's favorite polo company, as you know. I'm wearing some today. And Sunday Swagger is also the official polo of Major League Pickleball. And I've been scrolling on the IG. At Sunday Swagger, they just dropped a little tease for their Masters clothes coming
out.
And I can't wait. They look really good. So they're a little Augusta treat coming from our friends at Sunday Swagger. Speaking of Augusta.
Yeah.
The menu has been released by the great winner from last year's. Gosh, I miss watching John Rahm play golf.
He's awesome.
Now that he's playing for LIV.
He's awesome. He's one of the two or three best players in the world, only now you never get to see him play.
Never get to see him.
CW?
Other than
it is, but
it's hard to find, and he's playing goofy courses against guys that don't matter. Mm. He's going to play in four tournaments that matter. The four majors. That's it.
By the way, SundaySwagger.com. Here's the issue for Liv. I've tried to watch it. And I know this makes me seem like a real snooty guy, golfer. I can't stand watching them in shorts. It bothers
that.
Me. You know I play only in pants.
Yeah.
Because I take it official.
You feel the turn.
Yeah,
you told me that one time.
Well, no, the pants, nobody's watching it, right?
The pants help my body feel where I need to turn, if that makes sense, in my golf swing. But that's my personal golf swing. Anyway, yeah, I can't watch them play in shorts. So that's part of the Liv thing. Also, all the graphics.
It's not a good product.
Much like the PGA now, unfortunately.
They had a good one this last weekend. That helped a lot. They had a really good
somebody
event.
Somebody told them, hey, can we get Scottie Scheffler to grow an insane beard? Because that might help us.
It looks a little bit like Rahm with the beard.
It's amazing. Maybe if you close your eyes, you might think it's John Rahm. The guy never had a beard ever.
No. So he grew that beard fast.
Oh, they listen. They made sure.
They maybe like shoe polished in the patches.
It looks so amazing.
It looked good.
Yeah.
I know you guys weren't going to this, but I'm going to lob it in anyways.
Well, we're about to get to the Masters Center.
Just before you
the
do
menu,
that,
the, for
what's
John
the
Rahm,
deal? Liv, PGA. I thought that was like...
It basically was an agreement that they wouldn't sue each other. Yes. That's all it was.
They're allegedly getting closer, although they've been saying
been
that
saying
for
that?
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's really happened.
All right. So basically, we're just splitting the
Can
leagues.
Can you give me the Masters theme in there, Cody, when you get a second? When we unveil the menu.
It's pretty
and
good
we think
menu.
Of the azaleas.
It's a pretty good menu.
And the Check sign that spring has come when the Masters begins. Yes. Hello, friends. See, I can use hello, friends there.
Hello, Billy.
It's time to give out one of those little green jackets to our amateur.
John Rahm has decided to give us a Spanish tasting menu. On that Spanish tasting menu is Iberico ham. You may know it better as acorn-fed Iberian ham cured pork loin. For those of us in the South, we prefer Virginia ham. You can also have chistorra con patata. That's called spicy Basque chorizo with potato. Down here, we call that succotash. My name is Billy Payne. Also, on the tapas menu is something called adizanabal con trufa. That's black truffle. Well, let's just skip that one. Also, Mama Rahm's classic lentil stew. That sounds like what I think it is. Also, tortillas de patatas. I'm Billy Payne. That's Spanish omelet. That's eggs there, Rahm. Onions, confit, potatoes. What are we running around here? Golf tournament or some sort of crazy golf tournament with a dinner? Also, ensalada de Tuxaguro. What? I'm Billy Payne. Potatoes again. Why don't we fry some of them taters? Also, for your main course, golfing players, you can have the chuletón a la parrilla, which is ribeye steak. I know what that is. And robala a pil pil. That's turbo. Now, that's not a fancy car like you players drive. That's a fish. All served in honor of Senor Rahm. I'm Billy Payne.
Now, the champion's dinner is what, Monday night?
I think so.
Or is it Tuesday night?
I don't know.
It's one of those.
One of those.
My favorite is, I'm Billy Payne.
My favorite is, what?
Well, I know what Billy Payne's favorite was, and it was the black truffles. He doesn't like truffles. They're a very powerful taste.
I am calling. I want to see Rahm either go back-to-back or Brooks. Because don't you just want Jenna Sims and Brooks running around at Augusta?
Yes. Yes, I do.
That will torment them forever.
Anybody in Liv can play in the majors now, or in the four majors.
So,
the U.S. Open.
Here's what it is.
They can't play in the U.S. Open.
The majors
so
are not run by the PGA Tour.
Right.
None of the majors are governed by the PGA Tour. The Masters is run by those guys.
Yeah.
They can do whatever the hell they want.
Literally. Literally.
They've decided they'll do whatever they want, mm-hmm. full stop. The British Open, the Open Championship, is run by the RNA. They've decided the guys can play. The U.S. Open is run by the USGA. They've decided those guys that are qualified can play, and if they have to go through qualifiers, they're welcome to play. And the PGA Championship is run by the PGA of America, not the PGA Tour. Those are separate entities, so they can invite whoever they want. So the only ones they don't get to play in are all the ones that we're kind of not watching anyway.
Well, that's not, come on, the players?
The players.
The Genesis? We missed some people being at the Genesis.
There are three tournaments that aren't majors that matter. You named two of them, and the other one is probably Jack's event.
Right. So they're getting paid the Liv money, but still get to play in basically the tournaments that also matter.
Well, that was always going to be the case.
Some of them, not all of them. You have to qualify for these tournaments.
And everybody thought that was going to be the case, but Augusta 2 years ago was the tricky one because people thought, would Augusta toe the PGA line? And they didn't because they wanted people to watch.
Of course. So there's...
All right.
So let's go Brooksy or let's go John Rahm, back-to-back green jackets. Have we had anybody since Tiger won back-to-back?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. If John Rahm goes back-to-back, Paquillo Peppers will be on the menu in 2025. I miss Billy. Billy was the best. What? How do you like Billy Payne, Slee?
I like the voice.
I've done it. It's not my first time. It's not my first time. Oh, look. They were going to see some Nick Van Exel highlights when he set the three-point record 30 years ago. That got tied last night. We'll get into that next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.